Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 3rd, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: historic Richmond Hill Inn destroyed by fire. The 214-year-old Richmond Hill Inn in Montego Bay was destroyed by fire on December 29th, 2019. The owners of the property said that rebuilding the iconic resort is not feasible. The uninsured inn had previously been a great house before being repurposed as a resort. Owned and operated by Stephanie Chin and Chin's two daughters, the inn burned to the ground in the fire. The cause of the fire and its origin point have not been determined. The landmark venue had become a popular location for weddings and dinner parties over the past two decades. The property, excluding the building, has been valued at $10 million. Chin's daughter, Grace Elmore, said they would not be able to rebuild what they had. Holness recognizes crime problem, promises to reduce murder rate. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness gave recognition to the problem of crime in the country during his New Year's message to the people. He stated his government's commitment to reducing the horrendous crime rate, but noted that the level of crime had become too high to be handled by the existing National Security Ministry. He went on to state that the country's murder rate has been rising each decade, increasing from over 4,800 murders in the late 1980s to 7,621 by the 1990s. By 2000, the rate had risen to 13,418 murders, despite the creation of special forces. This week's Caribbean news: Caribbean islands experience end-of-year earthquake. A number of islands in the Caribbean were shaken by an earthquake on December 29, 2019. At the time, this quake was the fifth affecting the region over 4 days. According to information from the Seismic Research Center at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad, the quake measured 3.9 on the Richter scale and was located between Guadeloupe and Dominica, some 10 kilometers below the surface of the earth. There have been no reports of damage. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: improvements in trade between Jamaica and the UK expected by diaspora entrepreneurs. Jamaican business owners and entrepreneurs in the United Kingdom have expressed confidence that trade between Jamaica and Britain will improve as a result of the 2019 general election in the UK. The optimism among diaspora members was boosted by the landslide victory of the Conservative Party. The victory created a mandate to move ahead with Brexit and complete the process of leaving the European Union by the end of January 2020. The certainty of action on this issue has prompted expectations for improved trade with Jamaica. This week's business news: Maritime Authority believes nation is ready for international regulations. According to the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, Jamaica is prepared for the implementation of regulations from the International Maritime Organization in 2020. The new regulations establish a limit of 0.5% for sulfur in the fuel used on ships. This is a decrease from the 3.5% previously allowed. The decrease is expected to make a significant reduction in the amount of sulfur coming from shipping vessels and will bring benefits to the health and environment of the region. This week's arts and entertainment news: Irvin Burgi, writer of Deo and other Calypso songs, dead at 95. Songwriter Irvin Burgi, who brought Calypso hits like the song Deo to the world, has died. Berge was 95 years old. His collaboration with singer Harry Belafonte has been credited with introducing Caribbean music to mainstream listeners in 1956. Berge was responsible for the lyrics to the national anthem of Barbados as well. The iconic calypso song Deo, also known as the Banana Boat Song, was adapted from a traditional Jamaican call-and-response song. Berge, who was of Barbadian descent, wrote or co-wrote over 30 tunes for Belafonte and used inspirations from Caribbean folk music for several of his hit songs, including Jamaica Farewell and Island in the Sun. Now for this week's sports news. Jamaican Deshaun Brown signed by Bengaluru FC. Jamaican international Deshaun Brown has signed on with the Indian Super League champions Bengaluru FC. Brown had been playing for the United Soccer League club Oklahoma City Energy under an 18-month contract. 29-year-old Brown is the Bengaluru FC's seventh recruit from overseas in the current season. He's also the second Caribbean player to be signed by the club. Brown, a forward, will remain with the Indian League team until the end of the 2020-21 season. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.